Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
With Maria away, we're looking at Emer's screens to see what she has seen and what she's noticed and what she wants to tell us about, Emer. So what's exciting you at the moment?
Well, I'm going to kick off with some breaking news, as they say in the business. Hang on till I do my newsreader. Breaking news, hot off the presses. And this is going to be one that it could not be more Dave than I think anything possibly ever. You may have heard it mentioned slightly in the news, but there is a movie that is coming out about Saipan that's going to star Steve Coogan.
So you take me, my loves of football, obviously Roy Keane, Man United, and Steve Coogan, Alan Partridge, my comedy hero, and you put the two of these things together. What the hell?
I know. They've literally just announced it was reported in Variety, and now they've just made the formal announcement. So, Aina Hardwick, who people will know from Normal People.
Aina, yes.
Yes.
Has and he has been on the show?
No, but we must get him soon.
He will be now.
And he's been nominated for BAFTA, hugely successful. He has been cast as Roy Keane. And Steve Coogan is going to play Mick McCarthy.
And Steve Coogan, by the way, if you don't know, is a Manchester, Northern England voice accent. That's where he's actually from, is Northern England. So
I don't even think I know McCarthy exactly thing. What Steve Coogan actually sounds like in real life. I don't think I've ever seen him be Steve Coogan.
Yeah, no, I have. He doesn't have a hugely strong Northern accent, but if you put him in a situation where he needs one, he's got one.
He can do it.
So
it's going to be called Saipan. It's going to be directed by Glenn Leyburn and Lisa Barros-Sau, who are the duo behind Good Vibrations and that Ordinary Love comedy Ordinary Love romance film with Liam Neeson in it. But it's all going to be based around the Saipan incident. So they said that it'll be the events leading up to Saipan.
Right. And Cahill asked a question, which I think is a question a lot of people ask, is this a comedy? Because Steve Coogan's in it. But I presume it's not.
Was it funny?
Well, that's the thing. You could make a comedy out of it, but I think it's too seismic. It's too big a deal.
I remember, for reference, I was in primary school when 9/11 happened. I left school, found out 9/11 happened, didn't know. We weren't told in school that 9/11 had happened.
Yes.
Did we get told in school that Roy Keane had gone home from the World Cup? Yes.
Yes, we did.
Came back from the yard, we sat down, and the teacher went, "Girls, there's a bit of news." And we all went, "Oh, what?" And she went, "Roy Keane's been sent home." And everyone in the class went, "No!" And there was just mass hysteria.
Yeah, when I first started working in radio, I was sent on a kind of a weird errand, a radio errand, and I had to go out with then a mini disc recorder and a microphone and ask people about Roy Keane and Saipan. That was the first thing I ever did in the world of radio, other than meet someone.
Maybe you're in the movie.
Maybe I am in the movie. Yeah. Although I did just cheat. I said I had to talk to three people. I rang my friend who worked up on Baggot Street and said, "Can you and two mates come downstairs and talk into the microphone?" Yeah. They absolutely did that. So
When I was a student in college, that's all I did.
So do we know anything about release dates? No.
No, they're saying summer 2025. It's being shot at the moment or is in production at the moment. So we should see it next summer, but I'm very excited.
What is Mr. Keane going to think about all this?
I know.
That's what's most interesting.
I cannot wait to see
which side of the thing, because they have to fall on one side. They have to either be pro Mick or pro Roy. So where are they going? Where is the
story? And there's obviously been so much in the last couple of years that's come out that you kind of go, maybe everyone had a point. But yeah, let's find out.
Okay, interesting. Excellent start there, Emer.
Okay, I'm going to keep things slightly sports just for a moment, because basically, obviously, the Olympics is on. We talked about it already this morning. Yeah. But ever since Friday night, I have basically spent the entire weekend rewatching Celine Dion at the opening ceremony, crying, then listening to Celine Dion on CD and album, and also crying.
It was important, I suppose, because look, Celine is back after such a tough time.
She has really been through
bad illness. And she's now, and she said, I remember her being interviewed when she announced her illness, and she said, "I will get back up on stage again and I will sing again." And then Olympics opening ceremony.
I don't think she could have imagined that the first stage she'd sing on again would be the Eiffel Tower.
Probably not.
But it's incredible.
Incredible is right. Yeah. So, and what else did you actually did you record any of her singing?
I have a little bit of a clip.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry again.
Incroyable.
What is that song?
It's an Edith Piaf song.
Come on, Cahill. Where's your culture? It's not the Sunday game theme, I'll tell you that much.
No.
That's amazing.
L'homme de
Don't try and butcher the French of it.
I didn't do French for the Leaving Cert for a reason, and that might be one of them.
What else did you like?
I also loved, and I have to mention for you, of course, there was your favourite metal band were playing.
Listen, Gojira, right? This is the thing. Like, everyone's like going, who the hell are these guys? I was like, this is Gojira. They're one of the biggest bands around. They are a French thrash metal outfit. And yeah, they played. They were absolutely brilliant. So I was very happy with that.
But yes, well, the reason I'm mentioning the Olympics is because I have a recommendation of, if you're watching the Olympics in the evening time, so if you're not into the surfing as I am, clearly, there's a fantastic documentary that I don't think I mentioned at the time, but it's on Netflix and I binged it over the weekend. It's called Simone Biles Rising.
Simone, this is such an interesting story.
Fascinating. So for those of you who maybe have heard her name, she was on yesterday and absolutely nailed it. Did a triple flip on a balance beam, which is the first time that's ever been done. She has something like 6 gymnastic moves named after her, because she's the first person to have ever done them.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Like, literally, like, the most talented gymnast, I think, possibly
ever.
The most decorated,
she's incredible.
Sure.
She's a ball of rubber.
Yeah.
But in 2020, so 2021 was the Olympics, when it actually happened at the 2020 Tokyo Games, she was like the US's star. They were like, this is like, she was in all the posters.
All the goals, like,
she's going to nail it. It's going to be fantastic. Got up to do her first team event, was meant to do a 1.5 twist, or a 2.5 twist, did a 1.5 and landed weirdly and nearly fell, and people were like, what's going on here? So it turned out she had something called the twisties, which, if people play golf, they may have heard of, is can also be referred to as the yips. I think that's what they call it in golf. Gosh. So it's a psychological phenomenon, basically, that gymnasts get, where there's a disconnect between their mind and their body.
Oh.
And it's really dangerous, because if your mind doesn't know what your body's going to do and you're 8 feet up in the air and you're going to land badly, you could die, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she suffered with them, and it happens when they're doing the twists, hence the name.
Oh, God.
So they lose all of their sense of time, awareness, space, everything. And what is really interesting in the documentary, because they follow her, is you can see the other coaches going, oh, my God.
It's the twisties.
It's the twisties. And she did that one move and walked off and just went,
I'm gone.
I can't. It's actually too dangerous.
Incredible that you would understand that at that point in your career.
Yeah.
That you'd be able to go, well, look, I can't do this now.
Yeah, so that was it. She didn't do anything, and then was like, maybe she's out. And now this follows her literal rising.
Right, well, let's have a listen to a little bit of it.
Whenever I first came back to gym, I had to start from the basics, kind of like when kids come and ask me for advice when they have a mental block or they're scared. I'm like, we'll go all the way down to the basics and then build your way back up. Every comeback, so to say, that I've had is like, no matter what happens, I've still come back and still tried to do everything like full force, full difficulty. Like, even after Tokyo, come back and I'm here, so Still I rise.
And hopefully she will rise, because she is, as you said, like,
incredible.
She's the most decorated, but she's definitely the most talented gymnast around. So have her the top of her game is what we want.
One of the funniest things about the whole documentary is that she's married to an NFL player who's 5'11" and Simone Biles isn't even 5 foot. So just watching them interact as a couple with a foot of the difference. And I have one more thing, because I know Marie likes to give a hack, and I spotted this hack over the weekend. I know everyone's going on holidays at the minute, so I have a packing hack.
Go!
Stacey Solomon shared this on her Instagram over the weekend, so if you are travelling with children, this could be the one for you.
Okay, I am.
So, you know the shoe holder things that you can get where you hang, like hanging shoe holders?
Yes, I have them from IKEA, yeah.
So, if you get one of those, right, there's usually it depends,
five, six
across.
Different things, yeah.
So, get your kids' clothes. Now, your kids might be a little bit old for this, but what you do is you basically put in their clothes into the little holders.
Yes.
So you go like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, Monday underwear, whatever, shoes and blah, blah, blah. Fold it all up, put it in your suitcase, and then when you get there, you don't even have to unpack it. You just go and hang it up.
That is very, very, very good.
Genius.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.